KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Aaron Bird, and I'm here with Alex Squarnaschelli. She's a Food Network star and executive chef at Butter in New York City. She's also the second woman to be crowned Iron Chef and appears as a judge on the primetime show Chopped. She also hosts the show Alex's Day Off. So we're here with Alex to talk about some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Alex, what did you bring in for us today?
The first song that I picked was Dr. Dre, The Watcher. I just consider Dr. Dre an OG in every sense, because anybody who makes music that the public, wants to listen to, but also produces a lot of other great music, and is just, to me, a general curator of all things good in music in all senses, it just increases the likability factor of his songs. It's a doer and a teacher. To some extent, I like to consider myself some of the same. You know, I've been cooking professionally for years in kitchens, and I also teach other people how to cook. I both judge and cook competitively, so I guess I like to think that in a fantasy universe, I'm somewhat like Dr. Dre.
This is the first time in Guest DJ Project history that we've heard somebody say OG.
Well, I mean, he is, though. I mean, there's like pretty much no other way to describe him, I think. He kind of knows it, to say the very least, and I'm glad he does. That also, I think, is an important part of kind of growing in your own field and becoming your own person, is kind of both admitting what you're weak at or not good at, and also acknowledging when you know you're good at something. And I kind of think this song's kind of about that. I also think it's a song that's about people that think it's easy to be Dr. Dre, and he kind of very coldly invites people to investigate whether that's easy or not. There's one part where he says, I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you want to come and fill these shoes. Like, I've practically said the equivalent of that. You know, like, you want my job for a day? You think it's so easy? Let's do this. My life or your life, and I ain't leaving. I like breathing. We can go round for round, 4 pound for pound. You really want to take it there, we can. Just remember that you with a family man. I got a lot more to lose than you. Remember that when you want to come and fill these shoes. Watch. Everywhere that I go ain't the same as before. That was The Watcher by the OG Dr. Dre. What do you have next for us? There aren't a lot of groups or musicians that, because I see them live, I love their music even more. Aerosmith is one of those exceptions. I just think that when Steven Tyler is singing and the band is playing and he's moving around on stage, it's like a lightning bolt of music goes through him, and he's not responsible for what happens because he's having an out-of-body experience. And I kind of think that that's a lot like cooking for me. You know, I get into the kitchen and I just get lost in the food. I mean, I walk into the kitchen, I immediately go over and taste the soup. I immediately go over and make a salad. There's a magnetism or a magnetic relationship between me and food. And I feel that same kind of magnetic electricity when I see Aerosmith. And Love in an Elevator, is it the best Aerosmith song? Is it the most iconic? I mean, I could have picked Dream On. I could have picked so many other more diehard rock and roll classics, but I think Love in an Elevator is one of those songs that you just can't help it. When you listen to it, your foot is tapping, your knee is moving, you're slapping your hand on your leg to the beat, and it gets you pumped up. It's gotten me through a few dinner services where I needed to find energy external to myself to get through those 80 chicken breasts.
All right, let's take a listen to Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith. That was Aerosmith with Love in an Elevator. What do you have next for us? Bomb.
Van Halen's Happy Trails. I like a good short song sometimes. It's like an hors d'oeuvre, you know, a couple bites and you're happy.
Until we meet again.
This song to me just sounds like what a kitchen is like behind the scenes. When a bunch of people are kind of laughing and getting through a dinner or lunch service together, there's a collaborative energy. You know, the voices in this song, they kind of come together, they kind of break off and fall apart, they come back together. You know, it's just whimsical, it's mischievous. It also sounds like a really good party at your neighbor's house that you want to go to. All things that, for me, are what make up a great song.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
So that was Happy Trails by Van Halen. I'm here with Alex Guarnaschelli. She's sharing some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life here on KCRW's Guest DJ Projects. So up next, we have something from Prince.
I hear so much music and I just think, wow, whoever is singing this listened to a few Prince albums before they hit the studio. I think his influences on other musicians was undeniable and very prolific. You know, he has that way of kind of singing a song and nothing about the song particularly makes sense when you actually sing it out loud along with him, but yet it somehow totally does make sense. And he talks a lot about food. He uses a lot of ingredients in his songs. I think he looks at food and ingredients, particularly beautiful ones, raspberries, coffee, and celebrates both the word and singing it, but also just the ingredient itself. The whole song has a lot of images, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, and a side order of ham. That's kind of that random connection of things, and I think he's just singing out loud, and it feels very stream of consciousness. I think a lot of cooking's like that. You know what, this needs salt, now I'm gonna add pepper. You know what, now I think it needs a little sugar. You know what, I want garlic. And I feel like that's how he puts together his songs a little bit. Like a good recipe.
You know, hearing you talk about your passion for food and referencing this particular Prince song, you think about how often Prince is thought of as being very sexual and sensual. And I sort of hear that sensual passion that you have for food too. So is that part of the reason why you picked this particular song? Does that work together or?
Definitely. I mean, if you don't hear erotic energy in Prince's music, I can't help you. You know, I mean, let's face it, eating and sex are two of the great pleasures, and they certainly, I think, share a lot.
Courtesy of Prince, this is Starfish and Coffee. Never school, never school,
but it's all right, it's for worthy cause. I keep saying starfish and coffee, maple syrup and jam, butterscotch clouds, tangerine, side order of ham. If you set your mind free, baby,
and that was Prince, of course, with Starfish and Coffee. And for your last pick, what do you have for us?
I picked Lauryn Hill and Nas, If I Ruled the World. It builds and then it kind of mellows out again, and it builds and it mellows out again. There's a talky quality to it that is often how I feel when I watch something cook. You know, there are moments where you're basting and you're moving the ingredient around and you're seasoning it. And then there are moments where you just have to let it cook. And you actually have to hold yourself back from doing anything. And just let that ingredient do some of the work and kind of meet you halfway. And I think this song kind of represents that pace, that kind of give and take. The give and take in the song is a lot for me like the give and take in cooking.
Open the eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl. Plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling. Trigger six digits on kicks and still holding trips to Paris. I civilized every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I lick Coretta, Scott King, mayor of the cities, and reverse fiends to willies. It sound foul, but every girl I meet will go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
And that was Lauryn Hill and Nas, of course, with the classic If I Ruled the World. Alex, thanks so much for joining us at KCRW.com for KCRW's Guest DJ Project.
Super fun. I, unfortunately, or fortunately for you, I have 400 other songs. So just, you know, if anybody's commitments fall through, just give me a call. I'll bust out my list.
Okay, great. For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/Guest DJ Project and subscribe to the podcast page through iTunes.